B-Pod Studios.
So many messages from that War of the Roses. If you missed War of the Roses, we do have something called the War of the Roses podcast, where if you just type in Manny Roy Duran, the MRL show, War of the Roses will pop up wherever you get your podcast. And we've got a direct link for you as well at kiss951.com.
336 says that guy was probably the worst person who's ever been on War of the Roses. And we've had years of bad guys on War of the Roses. Yeah. I'm screaming at the radio. I'm so mad at him. And mad at her. Let's see. If you missed it, basically, Jason said that he's allowing his girlfriend to have an open relationship. She can go and have relations with other guys. She just can't be in relationships with other guys. So when Kristen sent the roses to one of the guys that she's messing around with, Jason kind of got mad because he's like, well, now there's kind of strings attached. And there's not supposed to be. Like, it's just supposed to be moving furniture with guys and you come home to me.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds so weird when you say it out loud. But there are so many people and so many couples who are in relationships like this, Loren.
I know, and it works for them.
It's so odd, right? I mean...
I couldn't do it.
Odd for us, but, you know... The rules have to be followed or else you're going to end up on War of the Roses.
Right.
Like Jason and Kristen. How many people out there would, I mean, you don't want to say, like, would you allow your partner? Because we know Loren would never allow Dallas to go outside the relationship.
No.
And I think a lot of us wouldn't.
I think that if he recommended it, the relationship would be over.
Just the thought of it?
Yeah.
But, like, I know a lot of people are in open relationships. And, like, I would love to talk to someone who wasn't as mad as Jason and Kristen and just find out, like, the rules.
Okay.
Right? I mean, like it's easy to say you can move furniture with someone, but you got to come back to me. Well, like, what if you're done moving furniture and the guy or the girl you're moving furniture with wants, like, you to hang out for a little while? Like, are you allowed to do that?
Give us a phone call right now at 704-570-9595. Maybe you could shed light into, like, what Jason and Kristen's relationship's like. Maybe you're in an open relationship.
704 texted in and said open relationships require a lot of communication and boundaries, and it doesn't sound like either of them were doing that. Another 704 says, I know somebody that's married, but they're both allowed to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and they all had Thanksgiving together.
Oh, my gosh. Why?
Now, that's another level.
But, like, at that point, why get married, I wonder?
I don't know, Loren. It's like, yeah, I would love to talk to a married couple who lets each other, like, have side pieces, because that's so interesting.
Right.
And I'll take notes while we're talking to them.
Okay. You're going to try to sell that to your wife later?
Okay. Because I'm such a catch.
704-570-9595. We'll play a quick song. We'll come back and find out what it's like. The relationship that other people are too afraid to talk about. We don't mind talking about it.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1, the rules of open relationships. That's what was happening on War of the Roses between Jason and Kristen. And we wanted to get a little more of an insight into it. Maria in Spartanburg, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
Now, Maria, the one thing we wanted to know was, like, the rules. Because Jason allows Kristen, his girlfriend, to go be with other men. But his rule was you have to come home to me. Is that a pretty typical rule in a open relationship?
Yes, sir, it is. One of the things is that you need to, if you do not confide in your partner that you're going to do that, then that is breaking one of the rules. You cannot get emotionally attached. And there needs to be no touching when you're around your other partner, because there can be a form of jealousy.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems like too many rules. I'd break them.
By accident.
Yeah.
How often does this happen?
I've had two partners within 15 years. We've been married 15 years. He's had three. We've had threesomes, foursomes.
Five. He just keeps going up there. All right, listen, I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much for calling in.
She's going to have a great day.
Sounds like it.
It's more Mandy Moore in the Ring coming.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mandy, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
So, yesterday we were in the studio, and Lauren did an awesome mom move.
I pulled a mom trick out of my hat.
Yeah, so producer Nicole was having issues with her jacket, and she said that she was going to take it to an alteration.
Nicole, you said that the zipper had been stuck for like a year.
Yeah, going into winter 2020. Winter 2020. I got the zipper stuck on one of my, like, poofy jackets that are for, like, real cold weather. And it annoyed me. And the most that I could get it fixed was get it about halfway down. But I could not get it further than halfway down. And I just felt as if I was going to tear it. And it's a vintage jacket, super expensive. So I was like, I'm just not going to mess with it. So then I started putting it on, like, a hoodie. Like I would put my over my head. And then finally, it started annoying me so much that it's been out of rotation and out of commission for a whole season.
But Nicole was so funny and so cute yesterday.
Oh, it was so funny.
She brought it to me like it was this big thing that I would never be able to figure out or do. And she's like, hey, can you use your mommy senses and, like, get this zipper unstuck? And I think I had it for, like, a whole 30 seconds. And I was like, here you go.
Dude, it was so funny listening, because obviously I'm working from home, so I couldn't see it, but I heard it, you know, while we were doing songs and commercials. And she was like, Loren, are you serious? And I go, oh my God, did Loren break it? Yeah. Like, are you serious? Like, I've been waiting a year and a half to fix that, and you did it in like 2 seconds. That's the ultimate mom move.
I gave it to her. We had a minute left in a song, and then we were going back live, and I gave it to her like, hey, like maybe... like, spend some time with this. You won't have time now, because I remember looking at her being like, hey, we're going back on the air. It was already fixed. And I'm just like, what?
It's not the first time. There's a time where we lost the string. Nicole, didn't you lose your string in your
hoodie? Yeah. In my hoodie and my shorts.
Yeah, and she was able to fish the string out.
It's freaking nuts.
And is that just innate in you, Loren, because you are a mom? Or is this something that, like, you learned or you Googled?
I don't know. I do enjoy problem solving and, like, puzzles and stuff and fixing things. So I think that's just where it comes from. But I do think moms just have this gift.
They just figure it out.
Yeah. I wonder if I was as good at these things before I had children as I am now.
No. I truly believe you are blessed with a supernatural superpower. When moms have kids, you take it to the next level. Because, like, I saw Amanda yesterday. We took a walk. We had to get out of the house. And, like, Amanda had my daughter in one hand, two boots in another, like, my daughter's boot, and the dog, like, walking down the stairs. And she did it. And I'm like, what kind of superpower is that? I would have crashed.
It's just like when you become a server and you can carry, like, 4-7 cups in one hand or some weird crap.
Yes. So anyway, if you have any issues with clothing, you need any kind of mom care, Loren is available for you. 1520 South Boulevard.
Yeah, you can bring your tangled necklaces to me, whatever it may be.
And if you need someone to be on hold for 30 hours to call and complain or get something done.
Right.
Loren is the errand master. That is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Parlor in.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo!
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
Hey, bud, I heard that you got excited because you climbed a tree.
Did you see my my post? I posted on my Insta yesterday. My wife took a picture of me up in a tree.
Wow.
We went for a walk the other day, and I was throwing the football to my son, Dean, and it's like a little football. And I threw it, like, up so high that it got caught in a branch. But it was just high enough that I couldn't reach it with another stick. I couldn't jump and get it. Hmm. I tried to shake the tree. The tree was too big. And I was too lazy to walk home and, like, go get another ball or go get, like, a rake. So it looked like a really good climbing tree. So I wanted to show my family how I was still, like, youthful at 46.
They know, buddy.
And, like, I still had some game in me. And Dallas, your husband knows the same thing, Loren, and anyone else listening who still thinks that they have some kid in them and they can still pull that move, you know what I'm talking about. So I climbed the tree, and my wife is freaking out. Now, I don't see this, but I find out afterwards that Dean was, like, really concerned. My 8-year-old son, like, came up to my wife and was, like, hugging her leg. And he's like, Mom, I'm scared. Dad's not going to be able to get down.
Old man can't do it.
Must call fire department to get ball and dad out of tree.
Was he afraid for you afraid for his reputation?
He was afraid for me. Like, my son, Dean, has such a sweetheart. My daughter, Ruby, she's 3. She's a terror. She doesn't have a heart. No. She's like me.
I actually heard that your daughter was throwing things at you while you were in the tree.
To try and get me to fall so she could have a laugh.
Get this!
While you're up there. So then I go and I shake the branch, and of course the ball doesn't fall. So my climb was useless. So now I send Dean to go home and get a football or soccer ball to get the ball out, and I'm trying to come back down. And the way you climb up a tree sometimes is different than the way you go back down the tree. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys probably haven't climbed trees in years, but, like, the branch that I stepped on to initially get up, when I was coming down, it didn't look that big. I'm like, there's no way it's going to hold my weight. I'm dying. And I'm about 15 feet up in the air. Mm-hmm. So I eventually make my way back down the tree, and I get to the ground, and then we end up getting the ball out. But I started dying laughing. Amanda's like, I got to be honest, babe. I'm, like, impressed. Like, I didn't think you were going to pull that off.
She's like, listen here, lumberjack, go inside the house.
Yeah. I'll meet you upstairs. Mm.
A listener actually commented on my picture and said, whoa, baby's got back. Because I had my my jogging pants on, mm-hmm. my joggers, and I guess my butt was showing.
Yeah, it says right here, Manny may have a dad bod, but he has a nice booty in that pic.
Yeah. No wonder why my wife wanted me to go up the tree. It was her idea.
Now I got to go look at your
angle.
Butt.
Me too, that's now, what I'm doing.
Now, what we need to do is take a quick break, but what I think would be fun is to have the other 40-year-olds call in and tell us the time you tried to be a kid and it failed. Like the time you tried to be cool and get on your kid's hoverboard and you fell. like jumped on the trampoline and it didn't end so well. You know what I mean? Like, there's other things that we do as 40-year-olds that just don't work like they did when we were kids.
704-570-9595. Call now.
Hey, guys. Love the show.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. We love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
So we were talking about when you try to do something as an adult and you get hurt doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Manny, you climbed a tree and you just weren't really successful in doing what you climbed up there for.
No, yeah, I climbed the tree and got down, no problem. I just wasn't able to get the football down, which I threw to Dean and I got caught in there. And my son Dean's actually here. You know, I'm working from home this week.
Hello.
Hi, Deaner.
Hey, Dean.
Tell everyone, because I was talking about how when I climbed the tree, you went up to Mom, and I didn't even know this, but you went up to Mom, who was down below, and you were, like, hugging her, and you were like, Mom, I'm scared. She told me.
I don't want Dad to break his back.
Yeah.
Well, when he gets to a certain age, you get really worried about the slightest movement, you know?
Didn't I look cool doing it, though?
No.
All right, get out of here.
Well, we got some text messages, Manny. I don't think you're alone. Somebody texted in and said, my dad, when he was in his 40s, he was trying to be cool, and he went to my mom's jewelry box and found an earring he was going to poke through a hole that he had when he was a teenager. It was funny. He proved a point, but then it backfired and it got infected.
Oof. Oh.
He had to stay in the hospital for 3 days.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Hospital.
Yeah. Somebody else, 704, texted in and said, I jumped into a foam pit at Sky Zone and I got stuck. They had to throw me a rope. Couldn't get out.
Throw me a rope. I've never seen that at Sky Zone, and I've been there a couple times.
Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're alone.
214 said they tried the hoverboard at Christmas. That's a disaster. Let me tell you, I can rollerblade and ice skate, but the hoverboard, that thing is dangerous. Lorraine, have you ever tried that?
Yeah, I remember we had an intern come in here one day, and they had a hoverboard,
mm-hmm.
and I rode it all through the hallways of Beasley.
I got on it for a second, and then it flew across the room and broke our furniture here in the here in the studio. You know, just recently, y'all remember former producer Aaron?
Uh-huh.
He has a one wheel, and Sterling, my fiance, hopped on his one wheel, fell off of it, and it flew and hit me in the leg. I still have a bruise injury from that. Still, and that was what, back in April last year?
Really?
Yeah, those one wheels are really dangerous.
Yeah, it was a hard hit.
Yeah, I've never
704
done
said, I tried doing cartwheels and backflips to show everyone I was so cool, and I face planted.
Yeah, I've tried to get on the trampoline and do like a back handspring still, and it wasn't, like, I'm going to hurt myself.
You know, I've never in my entire life done a cartwheel or a flip. And I think I'm good. I think that if I die never doing a cartwheel, I'll be okay.
Don't you think you did one as a kid?
I know I didn't.
Really?
Yeah, because everyone else could, and I tried, and I couldn't.
Forward roll, anything?
Mm-mm. No, that would always hurt my neck. I'd freak out and start gagging.
Can I take a video of you trying to do a forward roll?
It hurts.
That's totally normal.
Yeah, it hurts my neck. Gagging.
Yes, I couldn't handle the bend.
Can we take video of you trying to do a forward tuck and roll?
You can, but it won't work. My body won't do
it. Over? It like, what if we took your legs and rolled
you? No, it won't happen. I'm
Anybody
telling
wants
you.
To try it, say aye.
My body, need foam. We need some foam on the All ground right. or something.
Let Manny me come gets back in. To the studio.
Let me come back in.
I've never done a cartwheel. I did my version of a cartwheel, which was like pretty much just shifting my body on the, on a side.
Okay.
But I can't really do a full cartwheel.
Can you do a cartwheel, Manny?
I could, yeah. When I come in, I'm going to show you what I got.
Okay.
All right.
By the way, I feel like since you mentioned that I was going to get an earring this year, we did predictions, Lorraine, last mm-hmm. week, or we did our 2022 predictions. Like, I feel now that I'm more aware of a midlife crisis at 46 than ever before. Because I said to my wife, my beard is so white. And she goes, and your hair is getting gray. And I go, what? It is not. My hair is still brown. She goes, babe, it's predominantly gray.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to start coloring my hair.
Are you going
to
color gonna your beard?
Remember I did it that one time?
It was obnoxious, though.
I looked like Hulk Hogan when he was a bad guy. It was awful.
It looked so fake. I don't know. So,
this is going to be a fun year of the MRL show with me coming in with different midlife crises.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.